Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Hotlanta, UFC 236, right around the corner. You know, and a lot of times, you know, when we have an athlete, first of all, Alan Joban, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time. What we try to do here is get the national audience that may not know certain things about you. And, you know, so we're just going to talk and get to know you a little bit.
Gotcha.
So I jumped on the old Wikipedia page, which I spend about 13 seconds on.
Are those things accurate?
No. And that's what I'm going to find out. Are you a big Rocky Balboa guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my passion.
Okay. That's what you were getting at. Okay. During a commercial break.
My ringtone mm-hmm. is the greatest line in the history of any movie, which is Rocky V.
Yeah. Oh, is that when he makes that speech outside about getting up, life's not all sunshine and rainbows?
That's six.
Oh.
Five is when.
You know you're Rocky.
Yeah, I do. When Tommy Morrison comes into the bar and knocks down Paulie.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And my favorite line is when Rocky says, you knocked him down, why don't you try knocking me down? That's my ringtone.
Why don't you try knocking me down?
Exactly. Hey, yeah. I love that. What's your favorite Rocky?
I mean, what is it? Two, the Russian, or is two or three, the Russian?
Four is the Russian.
Four, yeah. Look at that. How big of a fan am I, really?
Come on.
I said I'm a huge fan. I grew up on Rocky, man, and I literally, my first punching bag, it was in my garage, and I had a CD player in there, and I had the Rocky soundtrack CD, and I would just put it on repeat, and I would just listen to the soundtrack and just punch your bag all day. And I would envision, oh, this is when he's running in the snow, or this is when Apollo and this and that. And it's just like, it's like the soundtrack of my life, literally. It's the movie that I watched the most times in my life, and I listened to it. And when I was, before I was in the UFC, I fought for a belt in this organization called like OC Fight Club or something. It was in Burbank and California, and it was a ring and on a golf course, and it was nothing but rich celebrity, beautiful people around us. There was naked women lying on tables. People were eating sushi off of them. All the guys around the ring were smoking cigars, and they were throwing money in the ring during the fight. And sitting ringside was Stallone sitting there, and I was so shook up. I was so starstruck. And so I got in there, did my thing, got a liver kick knockout. And then they came and gave me the belt, and Stallone comes up to the ring and shakes my hand. And I remember he was with like two friends, and I couldn't even like look. Couldn't even take my eyes off of Stallone because sure. I was just so, it was such a surreal moment. And I wanted to tell him, like, dude, like, you're the reason. You were the reason that I'm here today, but I'm sure he hears it all the time. But I told him anyway. I said, like, this is an honor. You're the reason that I'm here. And it's just, and I wanted to talk to him for an hour, but it was like a 10 second conversation that could have lasted 10 minutes. But, that was the one time I got to meet Sly. But yeah, man, Rocky and Bloodsport probably shaped my life for what I do today.
I went to the Rocky Balboa apartment. UFC was in Philadelphia
a
couple weeks
ago. Yeah. I see. I wanted to be on that card because of all that. I ended up being on this one, obviously, but, Kenny Johnson, my wrestling coach, did the same thing. Went to the apartment. He mimicked the picture where you're jumping over the handrail and all that.
Well, the thing that scared me, my uncle used to run a drug rehab center in Kensington. Mm-hmm. So I know Kensington is bad.
Yeah.
So when we drove to Rocky Balboa's apartment, we watched a guy, as we drove by, shoot up. And that just...
Oh, just right outside.
It just threw...
It so
threw
it really was. It was a rough neighborhood.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, yeah. It, in real life, it really, truly is.
Yeah.
But, you know, we went to the gym and the pet shop and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, see, that would be huge. So is the pet shop, I mean, as in the movie, he comes out of the gym, he walks kind of under a subway train, and he goes to the pet shop.
It's right across the street.
I would love to do that, man.
Now, the gym was really a drugstore.
Yeah.
So it was just the building outside, and the pet shop was right across the street. So that's, it is kind of cool, especially if you're a Rocky Balboa guy.
I would love to go and visit that. Yeah, I was specifically trying to get on the card for those reasons. I kind of had a small window when I needed to fight, and the Philly card fell in, and then this card fell in, and that was in the time frame I got this one. But it was kind of, I really wanted to go to Philly and run the steps and go see everything.
So see the statue, and you know, all of that is definitely cool. And what about soccer? You still a soccer guy? Or
I am, man. I mean, I don't really play as much anymore, I say, a soccer guy, but it's kind of now passing it on to the next generation. My son is 6 years old, and I coach his soccer team. I train, like, I teach him stuff. I don't say I train him, but I help him out a lot. And soccer was something that I came up on. I played for 20 years. I thought I was going to go professional. Blew my knee out when I was a senior in high school. And then I just kind of, I stopped playing. But I think soccer, you know, everybody comes in a martial arts different way. For me, my path it attributed a lot to martial arts. Like, it just was like, it made me an athlete from an early age. And then I think it attributes to, like, the, you know, your footwork and your cardio, because cardio wise, you know, soccer is one of the most cardio intense sports there is. You're nonstop running for 90 minutes up and down, up and down. It's like sprint, 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 sprint the entire time. And soccer also allows you to, your kicking mobility, like the range of motion in your legs and your kicks, you naturally take to fighting, to kicking from soccer a lot easier than some other sports.
What will it take for soccer to really explode? You know, every kid plays soccer growing up.
Yeah.
And then when you get older and you become an adult, you stop playing.
It's tough with the American sports, man. When you have NFL football, when you have the NBA with the
one
stars.
1-0 games.
Yeah. I mean, and then to sit there for a long game, like you said, and it might be a 0-0 tie or a draw, and it's tough, man. Like, you would think that the big names, the David Beckhams, would have drawn them in, and you know, they've done that kind of research. But I honestly think it's just like, it's always going to be an international thing, and always going to be the biggest sport in the world. I don't know if it will ever be in the top three sports in America, just because of what we have and the stars that we already create around these other sports.
My brother's going to a Barcelona game.
Oh, nice!
Next week.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said, don't wear Manchester United. You know, this is
There's
different.
Rules to this.
This is definitely different.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a game?
I've never been to, like, an international game or something. You know, I've been to a couple games in L.A., and I don't follow it very, very, very closely. But it's something, like I said, that I played for, you know, from 3 years old to 19. And so it was a large part of my younger life. And then now that my son not only likes it, but he's naturally very good at it, I like to show him stuff. I'll show him videos of Cristiano Ronaldo on Netflix. I watched his Netflix documentary with my son before a game one time. We watched it. And then during the game, he was trying the moves. And it just shows, like, how fast kids learn stuff. And a kid could visually see something, and then he doesn't need to put in 100 reps like an adult might have to, because they're still learning ABC with their body mechanics every day. And so they can see something visually and then try out the 10 reps in the middle of the game and learn it. And I was like, I was dumbfounded. I saw him trying to do, like, these, like, crossovers during the game and juking kids. And I was like, after the game, I was like, what are you trying to do with Cristiano? And he goes, yeah, from the movie. I couldn't believe it, man. So now I'm like, I'm looking for, like, more Netflix, more movies.
Cool. Yeah. How do you pass the time? Fight week? You know,
yeah.
How do you block out that you're fighting Saturday night?
Yeah, it's tough. You have your moments where you kind of get that built up anxiety, and you have to remind yourself that this is the process and I've been here before. I still get it, even, you know, however many fights I have in my career. But it's nice having, like, you know, your team with you. They help you take your mind off of things. And we go out and about. Like, just now we went and rented. I've never rented the Bird scooters before, and we just did that. We went around Atlanta for an hour, came back knocking some of these interviews out, and then we're gonna go back tonight, man, and just do a bunch of stuff. And we've always had some fighters, man, they like to stay in the hotel. Some fighters have a very much more tough weight cut than I do. I come in on point already, so I'm not really worried about my weight. And especially now, and not to get off subject, but the Performance Institute, this is the first time I've done this, man. The Performance Institute, this bag I have right here, I have this bag. They gave me all my meals for today. They're going to give me all my meals for the rest of the week. And it's not only do I have not have to worry about going find food, but they're giving me the proper food to help my weight cut. So now we have everything at our fingertips. You know, the food is here for us. It's the right food to help us ensure that we're making weight. It's less stuff to stress about. Now we can eat the meals on the go. Go experience the town, the city, wherever we're at, and then get our training in when we need. So just having a group of guys around me that we're all kind of in the same mindset, let's enjoy ourselves, but we know the goal at the end of the day, it makes everything go by a lot smoother.
It's definitely, I'm sure, a fine line, because it's a business trip, but you don't want to look back 10, 15 years from now and say, I was there, but I never went to see Rocky.
Yes.
You know, I was in Atlanta, I didn't go to the Coca-Cola thing. So I'm sure it's a fine line.
That's a great point, because I think a lot, and I'm very hard on myself, and I always set a lot of goals. And I think it's a great thing to do that, to achieve goals, accomplish goals, and be very focused. But somewhere along this journey, I realized that it is a journey, right? And the old Bruce Lee saying, the quote or something about life, it's about the journey, not the destination, it became much more true and vivid throughout fighting in the UFC, because I would go and I would travel to Brazil, and we would do fun things, but I wasn't enjoying fight week as much as I am now, because I was thinking all day long, be in the zone, be in the mode. And then I realized, you know what, man, enjoy it, relax. Don't have that anxiety all the time. And then when you have an interview, you know, it's like acting almost. I this morning at 9 a.m., I had to do my pre-fight interview. And I was like, dude, I just woke up and I flew. I got to the hotel at 3 a.m. So I barely had any sleep. And I was like, give me 2 minutes, man. Let me think about what's going on. Let me flip the switch internally and then come back to you. And you can do that, man. You can flip the switch, give yourself a minute, do what you got to do, and then flip it back off and go and enjoy yourself again, as long as you have that goal in mind. But to walk around all fight week and not do things, not experience stuff, not enjoy life, not enjoy the process, it's going to be a long, unhappy career. You need to enjoy the career, this fight life that we do.
All right. I said we wouldn't talk too much about the fight, so this will be your only question. What can we expect Saturday night?
I think it's going to be a fun one, man. I think that, look, I've had a 14-month layoff, and even though I came off of a big knockout, 14 months of injury kills your momentum. It's almost like coming off of a loss. So I was very worried. Who are they going to match me with? Where are they going to put me? Are they going to be treat it like a loss? Or are they going to treat it like, you know what? Allen is Allen. He's got four fight of the nights. I knock a lot of people up. I think they took that into the equation. They took that and factored it in and said, you know what? We need a fight on this main card that should deliver. And Dwight comes, and he's a dangerous guy. He's got knockouts. He landed a big knockout his last fight against the Southpaw. As always, I always bring exciting fights. People know what I do. He could catch me, man. He could catch me. Anything could happen. At the end of the day, I believe I'm the one that's going to catch him, though. I'm the more polished fighter, and that's a fact. He's good, but he's not as polished as me. He's not as experienced as me, and he doesn't have the type of pressure that I bring every time I go inside the octagon. Anything could happen Saturday night. I foresee my hand being raised, and I foresee a good fight happening.
So Saturday night could be a Harley Davidson, $50,000, and the Jupiter bike.
A Jupiter bike to boot on top of it. I'll take all of them, man. That's the goal. I told myself before that. I go, you know what? Sometimes it's not good to get your expectations too high, but you know what? If you don't shoot for the stars and you're always undershooting, right? And so I said it exactly that. Win the fight, knock out of the night, 50G bonus. Let's get the Jupiter bike, Brian Ortega, T-City, his foundation. I'm registered for the Harley Davidson. If I get it all that night, I even told my son, oh my God, I set myself up. I told my son too, or he told me, and I agreed to it. If I got the $50,000 bonus, we'd buy a new car as well. We trade in our car. So, yeah, man, it could be a very eventful Saturday night.
It could be a good Saturday. Alan, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure,
for coming on the show. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong.
Thank you, guys.
So if you can just give me an address and a shirt size, and we'll hook you up.
Will do, man.
Thank you very much. Matt, I'm going to send it back to you.
All right, I guess that's Alan Gibran fighting Dwight Grant, the body snatcher, this weekend. Alan's nickname, the Brahma, I'm sure comes from his time he spent down in Brazil. It's a common, most popular beer down in South America. I know firsthand. So I was going to try to get that in before the end of the interview, but Randy didn't get a chance to see my message. So we'll ask him about it next time. So best of luck to Alan Saturday night at UFC 236. And it's like a good time, man. It's going to be a great event. I will be there live. So Randy Regime, assemble. This is a the call to assemble in Atlanta, ATL. Looking forward to touching down at the world's largest and busiest airport. So I got something to look forward to, probably some long security lines. But it will all be worth it to be cage side for UFC 236. And I know you guys, there seems to be like a lull where Randy jumps off. We got some surprises in the mix. Can't really talk about what he's doing right now. Just know that it's going to be epic when he does. And all these guys that appeared on today's show are qualified and eligible to win one of those Jupiter bikes. And we talked about it before. It's an electric bike. It goes up to 10 miles per charge. It's foldable. Put it in a backpack. It weighs less than 25 pounds. It's super easy to plug in anywhere on the go. And you can check them out at JupiterBike.com. That's www.JupiterBike.com.
And the green is kick ass. I mean, it comes in black, it comes in gray,
orange, I see, green, white.
Is definitely the color for me. So good stuff. Want to thank Alan for coming on. And now look who's getting ready to walk over.
Oh, I bet it's Max Griffin.
That'd be you. what'd you say? I wasn't listening to you, Matt. Do what?
Yeah, you never do.
I know.
I said it's probably Max.
Of course it's Max.
Yeah, Max.
Who else would it be?
Max is the Randy Regime.
He is Randy Regime.
You are Randy.
Kind of loud. Yo.
Well, I'll turn you down just
a little. Yo.
What's up?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm great.
It's always good to see you. We talk a lot, but it's always great to see you. All right, so I have one serious question for you, and then we're going to go do the stuff we normally do, and that's goof off. So I've always thought about this, but I've never asked anybody. And then when I did my 10 seconds of research, I saw that you got a black belt when you were 12. It's always should it bother me when youngsters get black belts, you know, and then you look at that, you know, athletes, you know, 20, 25-year-old guys, you know, they've been training for 10 years and they're not a black belt. Walk me through it that I should be okay.
Okay. I started training when I was 4 years old. So I put about 8 years in by the time I got my black belt, you know. And my black belt's in Bakfu. It's a mix of kung fu, karate, taekwondo, judo, jiu-jitsu. Kind of like a mixed martial arts kind of thing because in general, karate and shit just not going to work. You can't do it all. So it kind of takes the stuff that works, you know what I mean, and incorporates it. But I did that 6 days a week from age four. We had to lie. He had to be five to get in the gym. And we said, yeah, he's five.
So it's like playing Little League Baseball.
Yeah.
Right.
And I worked my way up. Went to like a couple world championships. And I was actually supposed to go to the Olympics. But that was, you know, it's every 4 years. And I was about 13 when I stopped. And, but yeah, I worked so hard for that. And yeah.
Is that the norm? Or, you know, does everybody? Or is that just, that was you? That's
not
picked?
Everybody okay. gets right. it. But I was like head of my class there. You know, I was a stud. And my coach now, Dave Miranoble, who's my head trainer now, he was actually a world kickboxing champion then at that gym. So I came back to him, man. It's beautiful.
How do you feel? How's things right now? You look good.
I feel great.
You look real chill right now.
I am chill, you know. It's a... You know, I was happy to be on this card, excited to be in Atlanta. You know, I've been fighting all over these dangerous places where you can't walk around. But, yeah, Atlanta's nice. I've been on the Bird the last couple hours.
What's a Bird?
These scooters, man.
So it's similar to what you're going to attempt to win on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a Razor scooter on steroids. But, yeah, I guess Segway makes them. It looks like there's no motor on it. My coach was like, there's no motor on these. What are you talking about? I'm like, they say they move fast. And we went yesterday. Heather Linden from the PI, my PT, told me, hey, you know, go get on those scooters. We're like, okay, let's go try it out. And amazing. They go like 30 miles an hour. You know, the weather's beautiful out here.
Well, that's what you would rent, but this is what you can win. You know, on Saturday.
Yes. No, I really want it. I had a little test on it earlier today, and I want to bring that home. I was actually thinking about how I'm going to get it on the plane.
No. See, what we're doing is that's mine. You're not taking – this one's mine. We're going to mail the winners theirs.
Okay, well, that saves
that's,
me
That's right.
Luggage.
That's better, right?
Yeah, that saves me the extra $45 for a second
carry-on. Well, no, it's a carry-on. It closes into a backpack.
Okay, well, that – checks it off
right?
the list.
You know, I got your back.
Yeah,
I was
mapping it out. Well, that could be my third one. So I'm glad, you know, it's going to come to my house.
It would be worth $45 to check it. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
All right, so four people are going to come to your house just to chill and hang out. And I don't even know if I've asked you this, you know, the numerous times you've been on. Okay. Normally the question is you're going to have them over for dinner, but it's weight cut week, so we're not going to do dinner. We're just going to hang out in the living room. Living passed away. Real fictitious, but it can't be family members. It can't be guys from the gym. Who are you going to invite
over?
Living or passed away.
Uh-huh.
Real or fake. You know, so like Rocky Balboa, George Washington. What four people would you have come over? We're going to get to know you a little bit more than we already do.
Holy moly. Hoy, who would I have?
I don't know. That's why I asked you. I need the Jeopardy music.
Da, na, na, na. What I saw, Martin Luther King, a cool ass mural when I was driving around just now. So maybe him, just to throw him in there. Real or fake? These are tough questions.
This is tough?
Yeah.
Nobody that you'd like to, you know, meet and just hang out? And... No? All right. Strangest thing you've ever thought of? See, I love the question because it's how we get to know you even more.
Yeah.
Like I just told Alan, somebody once told me when he answered it that they wanted to sit with Hitler. Being Jewish, I kind of was like, what's wrong with you? And he goes, well, that would be my first question to Hitler. What's wrong with you? You know, so it made some, you know, some sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I don't know, man. It would take too long for me to think. I don't want to waste all your time here.
But we don't want to do that.
You know.
How are you going to spend the next couple of days?
You know, it's nice. I got my lady coming out here, some friends, but my son is coming for the first time.
And we're doing pizza on Sunday.
Yep.
Matt's coming up on Saturday.
Nice.
So we're definitely going to go do pizza on Sunday.
Nice. Yeah, but my son hasn't seen any of my fights. He's watched them on TV, but, you know, I've been going to hostile territory these days. So to come to Atlanta in a safe place, he's so pumped up. His birthday's this week. He's so excited. He's more excited for, you know, than I am to fight this week.
He's excited to come to Atlanta?
Oh, yeah.
Or he's excited to come see you fight? Oh, cool.
You know, I showed him the hotel. He wants to come see me fight. I can't even turn my back without him trying to choke me all the time.
Will that add more? I don't know if pressure is the right word, but
it's good energy. I'm all about
it. So
energy.
It's good pressure.
Yeah, I'm all about energy. There's not really any pressure, man. There's not really pressure for me anymore. Pressure is more of it's you know, you're worrying about something you don't really need to worry about. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I try to not look at it as a pressure kind of thing.
It's all good stuff. Well, I appreciate your time. I know we were able to add you into this real quick because we had to include you.
Thank you.
You know, we have to make it so you're at least eligible for the Jupiter bike. Now the rest is on you.
No, thank you for the opportunity. Like I said, it's always good to see you in person. We chat all the time. But you're good people, man.
Well, we think the same of you.
You know?
All right, enough about that. Let's send it back to Matt.
All right, guys, you're Randy there talking with Max Payne Griffin. If you remember back when Max was in Orlando last year, about a year ago, he had a victory over Platinum Mike Perry. After the event, he came here to the Tour de Pizza and graciously came in and made some pizzas and hung out and did the radio show live in studio at Tour de Pizza. So definitely is Randy Regime and part of the Randy Regime. So we'll be back with more of 236 live from Atlanta right after this break.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Give it up, theater lovers. There's a new musical comedy spoof in town. Spamilton. From the creator of Forbidden Broadway comes a brilliant and hilarious send-up that's a revolution all its own. Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. Oh, shucks, New York Times. And you know you ain't getting into that other show, so hip-hop over to Spamilton.
April 9th through May 12th at the Straz Center.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back entering our final half an hour of today's show, coming to you live from Hotlanta, UFC 236, right around the corner. And I've really been looking forward to this. It's been a long time since you've been on the program. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, it's been a while.
Kind of local guy to us, you know, a national show based in Tampa. And I always thought you were Tampa. You know, now you were telling me that it was only a short period, that you're from up north.
Yeah, born and raised in Long Island, but I was down in Tampa for about 7 years, training with the Gracie Tampa, Matt Arroyo, and all the fighters down there.
RFC veteran. What do you remember of Joe Valdez and the RFC?
Oh man, I had some great fights there. You know, we used to sell out that crowd. We would always a lot of local talent there, and that's really where I got my start as a professional.
Definitely good stuff. And Joe is saying that the RFC will be coming back too. So, you know, they've had some issues, some health issues of parents and stuff like that. So looking forward to that. All right. So I have a lot of pet peeves, and normally I don't even let people know what I'm about to say, but I know I briefly told you. This is one of the things that drives me crazy. I've been in fist fights in press boxes, you know, when sitting. I hate media people that are typing during the national anthem. Okay, I'm in the media, but I'm also a veteran first and foremost and always. And it just drives me crazy that you can't stop for 2.5 minutes. So give me your thoughts on athletes that are using any flag. It doesn't have to be our flag. You know, if they're from Brazil and they're using their flag, the Brazilian flag, using a flag as a cape, as a prop, it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, you definitely need to have respect for the flag. If you're gonna walk out to the cage with a flag, you need to know the proper protocols, and you need to have respect for that. Like you said, that's definitely a pet peeve, and hopefully, you know, if whoever, you know, disrespects the flag, somebody can really pull them aside and inform them what they need to.
There was an organization that was in Tampa. I don't remember which one, and something like that happened. And I did sort of say something to this guy who would tear me from limb to limb in about 6 seconds. And I didn't care. I was so ticked. But he didn't even know.
Yeah, that's the thing. And as long as you let him know. But people, if you're going to bring a flag out, you definitely should know.
Should you even use a flag at all? I mean, even if you take the flag off your back and fold it properly and hand it to somebody, should you still even do that?
Yeah,
nobody is more than I am.
Oh yeah,
you know, I'm showing the back of my computer.
You know, if I was supposed to fight in Russia, if I was going to be in Russia, I was going to bring that flag out with me. I'll tell you that much.
Should I continue to let it boil my blood, or should I sort of chill out and let it go? You tell me, as a military person as well.
No, you can let it boil that blood.
Okay, good. There you go, Matt. I've been given permission to let it continue to bother me.
It's official.
Okay. Also, a Met fan. You know they're in town, right? They're
coming this weekend. Yeah. I got a bunch of buddies that are going to the game, actually, Friday night.
We're going to go Sunday.
Nice.
You know, a lot of cool stuff. Met, not Yankee?
Mets.
Just Mets?
Yeah.
Why the Mets? Who are some of your Met guys?
I grew up watching the Mets with my dad over here. We were at Shea Stadium all growing up, you know, watching Mike Piazza do his thing, Ray Ordonez, you know, those old school Mets.
Well, they're not old school. They're young school.
See, David Wright, you know, watching him finish his career was great.
I was going to tell you a story, but since your dad's behind you, you know, he'll understand it more than you. I was bat boy for the Cardinals, and I literally cried when Keith Hernandez went to the New York Mets. You know, now again, you probably have no idea, but I know you do. But yeah, it's the same thing as when Lenny Dykstra, who I hated as a Met, when he came to the Phillies, it's like, now he's our guy. I know. So I totally get it. Tell me what fight week's like.
Fight weeks, you know, it's you kind of dial back a little bit. You cut weight, you go through the motions, you know, a lot of pad work, a lot of shadow boxing, you know, drilling in the game plan. But you're really letting your body rest from the hard fight camp. And, you know, fight week's a great time. You got to embrace everything that's going along with this media and the photo shoots and whatnot. And then you just know that you're cutting that weight and it's almost time to perform.
How different is fight week in the UFC than when it was with the RFC? I know it's different days, and you know you're probably here longer than you would be in Tampa, even though you were living there.
Well, here, you know, you travel. Traveling makes it completely different. Coming here on Tuesday, you know, having an itinerary. You know, when I have a fight at home, you can kind of like plan out. You know, you really know what you're doing back home, and you know to taper off, and where a pool is if you want to swim, I like to do hot yoga during fight week, helps me with the weight cut. But you know, being out here in Atlanta for the first time, I had to, you know, go out and find a pool that I could swim at, you know, find the hotel room where I would get my workouts in, and find a hot yoga studio to get that in. So that's probably the difference.
What's hot yoga? And the reason I'm asking is I do DDP yoga.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know much about DDP, who's based here in Atlanta. Yeah,
that, right?
Yeah. He owns DDP yoga.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
You need to go give that a try. It's unbelievable. Well, what's hot yoga?
Oh, it's yoga in a 100-degree room.
So like in Tampa?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you're just doing yoga in Tampa?
Pretty much.
I got you. What can we expect Saturday night?
You can expect a great fight. You know, I'm going to come out there and give this guy everything I have. And come out there with my hand raised.
Is there more pressure put on you? You know, do you feel more pressure because you have these three letters, UFC, than other letters that you've had in the past?
No, I don't. In the end of the day, it's a fight in that cage or in that octagon. It's going to be me, my opponent, and the ref that's going to be pulling me off him.
Explain to us how this is fun, how a fist fight with another human being is fun.
Well, putting in all the work is the fun part. And, you know, getting to be a professional fighter and getting to wake up every day. I don't have to go to a cubicle. I don't have to go to a job I hate. I get to train martial arts every day. And then it all, you know, getting a fight booked, I get to go out there and put to work everything I've been working on. And that's the best part. And especially on the highest level right now, it's what we dreamed about. And now I get to go out there Saturday night and do it.
How often do you get back to Tampa?
I go down to Tampa for a week or two every fight camp, but I'm always getting down there. My mother lives down there, so I always go down and see her. My sister's down there as well, so I see her. And I probably get down to Tampa like 4 or 5 times a year.
So we can expect to see you at Torta Pizza next time you come down?
Oh, yeah, any pizza spot I'll be at.
Now, Matt, are you going to kind of show him how to make some pizzas, or Matt back in St. Pete?
Absolutely. Yeah, the kitchen's all yours.
All right, let's
turn it over to you. You can make any pizzas you want.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love my pizza up in New York, so.
What's it going to be like to get that Jupiter bike if your performance of the night?
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm going to be driving that all summer. All summer, you'll be seeing me riding that thing around.
Awesome. Good stuff. Matt, great seeing you again. It's been a couple years since you've been on the show. For coming on the show, not only are you eligible for the Jupiter bike, but we're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong. Nice. So we'll send you some gear as well.
Awesome. Thanks, appreciate man. It. Good yeah, seeing real you. Nice seeing you.
All right. I'm going to send it back to you, Matt.
All right. So there we are. Randy's still up in UFC 236 up in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out with a local fighting connection there. I was talking to Matt, Nick Cornelius, a great friend of the show, the Hammer, the Florida State champ, heavyweight. So It's always great to bring in local people and have a nice ties to Tampa, our hometown, even though we're a national show. And often Randy travels on the road with the UFC to almost all these events. I'm not so lucky. I don't get to get out as much as I should, but I am looking forward to the Randy Regime coming to town on April 20th. We're doing the Rugged Maniac, and I see that the president, Shane Grossman, has been in training camp. So kudos and shout out to Shane. Looking forward to seeing your performance on the field. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great time. It's always great to get the national audience together here at the home base. And so if you're listening to the show and you want to be a part of the Randy Regime or you want to get to be a part of that weekend, get a hold of Randy at Knockout Radio. And we can line you up and get you squared away. And
for what? And, what are you talking about?
I said we were talking about the Rugged Maniac, about the Randy Regime coming to town. And we can always use a few more people in the regime.
Make sure you're all good and pretty right there. Yeah, no, the Rugged Maniac's right around the corner.
Yeah, so April 20th.
April 20th.
And I invited all of our national audience that if they want to come to Tampa and be a part of the Randy Regime and meet up, and you know, we're always looking for a few good men and women.
Well, no, for sure. We're going to have some women, you know, in our team as well. And, you know, there's probably about 8 or 10 women that will be running the Rugged Maniac with us. So all good stuff. All right. So we've had 4 UFC athletes on, our 5th for the night, our 5th who will be eligible now to win the Jupiter bike. Khalil Roundtree, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Have you seen the bike that we're giving away?
Yeah. As soon as I walked in, I saw a big old or tiny little green bike. I like it.
It folds up into a backpack, and whoever is voted on by the Randy Regime and Matt and I, who will be in attendance on Saturday, from the 5 athletes that are on today's show, will walk away with the Jupiter bike.
That sounds great. I would love to win it.
So it's all good stuff. So how are you? How's things going?
Things are going great. I'm feeling good. I'm well, man. No complaints.
What's fight week like for you?
This fight week's been really cool. It's good to see all the faces, you know, like the people that run operations and things. It's always a good reminder, like, okay, I'm back to work, you know, like always good to see those people.
Every once in a while I run across somebody that has the same like as me or same likes as me. Now, a lot of times you read stuff on the internet, and I hate spending time on the internet because 95% of the time it's not true. Mm-hmm. But I read somewhere that you're a fan of the Village People.
What? Oh, you know what? So where that comes from.
So okay. That means no?
That means no.
Oh, that's like that's like when Chris Mullin told me he didn't like the number 13. I'm like, I'd like this guy my whole life.
So where that comes from is when I was preparing for the Gokhan Saki fight, I don't know who did it, but someone went on like my Wikipedia and they just like changed all this stuff, because at the time, like, I've always been kind of like a creative guy. So I was like dancing and things like that and posting videos. And it was like, oh, yeah, this guy likes to dance. And by the way, he's a fan of the Village People. So I saw it on the Wikipedia. I'm like, who the heck put this? But yeah, it's definitely not true.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, there's not. But like, you know, I don't know.
it was kind of my theme song when I went in the Navy. So everybody always would play in the Navy for me. So what music then, you know, who do you like?
Oh, my gosh. We'd have to sit here for hours. I'm heavily influenced by so many things. I mean, I listen to the heaviest of metal to the softest of just like piano, right? So it goes from like, let's say like Catalepsy, which is like death metal, all the way down to like Joette Bevin, who's just like, you know, like a pianist. So everything within that range depends on the time. Last night I was stretching out listening to Radiohead. But just before that, I was like warming up to some new guy called like DaBaby, right? So it's like hip hop. So it really doesn't matter. I'm a huge lover of music. I used to play guitar and every instrument before I even started fighting. So that's just a part of who I am.
All right. One of the questions we'd like to ask, 3 bands or singers are going to perform in your backyard.
Ooh.
What 3 would it be? And, you know, they don't have to be together. They don't have to be alive. Who would those 3 be?
Oh my goodness, in my backyard.
You thought we were going to talk fighting, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm glad we're not. Let's see. Who would I want to see live? Okay, in my backyard, I would have Coldplay. That would be crazy because they sell out stadiums. So to have like a private, like, Coldplay show without the lights, just kind of like some acoustic type of vibe. Oh my God, that would go crazy. I'd have Drake for sure because he's got a lot of songs that just like they make me.
When did he get out of the wheelchair? That's what I want to know.
You know, I think, you know, pretty early in his
music. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, okay, definitely. All right.
Okay. I wasn't sure you were going to know what Degrassi was, but
okay. Yeah, yeah. And then let's see. So those two, Coldplay, Drake. And then Bon Iver. Bon Iver, yeah. Those guys are someone to definitely like be in a close atmosphere and listen to them play. So okay. Those three.
Since I was the one that asked the question, I'm going to throw the Village People in as well. Okay. So they'll be the opening band.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, you can come late, mm-hmm. but at least they'll be there performing. Four people that they're going to come and have dinner with you after the fight. Living passed away. They can't be family members. And it can't be, you know, fighters and trainers and stuff like that.
Four people. Let's see. I definitely have Bruce Lee there. Let's see. Four people. Bruce Lee. Jesus Christ. let's see. Who else? I want like the top people. Just sure. Like, my dad. Oh, rest in peace. And one more.
Next week, Matt, we'll have the Jeopardy music ready.
So, yeah, just
in case. So it'll give you
got it. Time.
And then let's throw Muhammad Ali in there too. So like Bruce Lee, Jesus Christ, my dad, and Muhammad Ali.
That's impressive.
A whole table full of just like wisdom and experience.
I had the chance to sit with Muhammad Ali quite a few years ago, and it was just incredible. Just to sit next to him.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we talked, but just to sit next to him and know who he is and what he was and all that was just amazing.
My dad bodyguarded for him actually.
Really?
Yeah, like early on before my dad got into the music industry and started managing people. He through like they were of the same, you know, like religious background, and somehow they crossed paths and my dad started to bodyguard for him pretty early on.
I met him at it was a Ted Williams dedication, you know, that he has a museum down in Florida, and it was in Hernando Canyon at the time. And just to watch the celebrities get in line to get a picture and to get an autograph, you know, was just mind blowing. Yeah. I mean, I understand it, but it was still, you know, celebrities kind of not do that. But for Muhammad Ali, they did.
Yeah, I went to the exhibit when they had it in the Bellagio in Las Vegas, and they had just everything in his whole story in chronological order. And, you know, he's in comic books and got a Medal of Peace from like the UN and all this stuff. It went into depth. And so that's inspiration for just kind of like similar legacy that I want to leave as well. Just being like a man of the world, not just a great fighter.
How do you relax? Do you relax fight week? Do you block out the fight, or did you want to think about it? So, you know.
Yeah, I like to keep an even balance. I definitely do a lot of relaxing, but I don't like to take my mind completely off the fight. I like to stay engaged and know, you know, feel the nerves, feel, you know, the drive to want to compete and things like that. So not too much relaxation. Just it's I keep an even balance.
Are you the type of guy that you have to dislike your opponent? Can you like your opponent and go in and compete? Because that's what this is. It's a competition. It's a fight, but it's a competition.
I've been through both. I've been through both. And some of them were wins. Some of them were losses. I mean, even in The Ultimate Fighter, I had to fight a guy who we helped each other get there. And we were the first fight on the show. So we were like really close training partners. And then the same thing happened when I was on the same show. The guy who I bunked with, Josh Stansberry, we were like best friends on the show and we had to fight each other. So I had to turn that switch off. And then, so, you know, like it really depends. It's so crazy. Like I've dealt with completely disliking someone and I've dealt with just having a heart for someone. And that's just my own internal battle. So, I'm finding the balance in that. Definitely.
All right. So I need some therapy.
Okay.
So as I'm listening to you, my brother and I had a fight once when we were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
I still dislike him. So how do I get over that? How do I be like you and just be, you know, mellow and deal with it? And, you know, or do I just keep this with me until the day I die?
I'd say.
You didn't know you were going to be a doctor today, too.
For me, the way that I do it is it's really like a deep self-searching for these type of answers, you know, just really examining self. Why am I holding on to these feelings? What's causing them? Where did it come from? you know, and spending time, whether it's in meditation or just being alone, where I'm like, you know, like I feel these things for a reason. Do I want to get over them for one? Like, do I want to dislike this guy or not? Okay, I don't. So then I do some kind of like self work to be able to tell like, where did it come from? Why? And what am I going to do to get over it? And then just kind of deal with that process.
Let me ask you this. I know that athletes always say that you can learn after a defeat. Mm-hmm. Can you learn after a victory as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you can learn after anything if you're willing to open your mind and look, right? It's like everything can be a learning in life, a victory, a defeat, being stagnant, whatever. If you look at it and try to look at the experience, look at the moment and say like, what can I learn from this? You can ask yourself all the time, just sit down, be quiet. I'm like, what can I learn from yesterday? What can I learn from today? And your unconscious mind will tell you.
What can we expect to see Saturday night?
Just definitely a good fight. I mean, for me, I'm focused on just letting myself be. Everything that I know, all the stuff that I've learned and built and developed, you know, learning from wins, learning from losses, dealing with that pressure of like, okay, I have to perform. I hope I don't underperform, all these things. I'm just ready to just like go out there and shake it all off and just, you know, like a restart, almost like, yeah, it's my first fight, whatever, you know, like it's hard to go into a fight and not think about past fights and your best moments and lowest moments, you know? And like, so my thing is just has been shaking off kind of like the whole past, my whole up and down journey. And this time just like really letting something new come out, regardless of the outcome of what people expect or whatever, man, like, I don't even care. I'm just going to go out there and be myself and let it all hang out.
Since we started this talking about music and the Village People, mm-hmm. what goes into your decision as to your walkout music?
Oh my goodness. It really, sometimes it's like, I need something that makes me feel strong. Sometimes I need something that is a little bit more lighthearted. It's really a feeling. I have a struggle. Even Heidi, the lady that works here, mm-hmm. she knows that she won't get my walkout song until like the day before I fly out for fight week. It takes like, I have to sit down and kind of just reflect on everything. But really it's just that song that I feel like, channels the inner energy that I want to feel, you know, whether it's loose and relaxed or whether it's just like strong and powerful. So
I've always wondered, do you have to ask permission? Do you have to get with the band or the singer, or now with the new ownership and, you know, they're
in with maybe the UFC does that because we're responsible for just sending it to the UFC. And then the UFC, probably they have to deal with rights or whatever, whether it be on pay-per-view or something. But yeah, I'm sure that there's some type of, you know, like, legal
stuff to get that good stuff. What's it going to be like if your performance of the night and you take that Jupiter bike home?
It's going to be awesome because I'm going to take it back to Thailand and ride it on the street up and down the soy and put a horn on it or a bell or something.
It'll be great.
Maybe like attach a Bluetooth boombox to it with zip ties.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Well, we appreciate your time for coming on the show. We're going to send you a care package of 8-Man Strong.
Eight
so
man.
If you can just give me an address and shirt size, we'll get that in the mail to you next
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
And with that said, Matt, I'm going to throw it back to you for a few minutes, and then I'll come back and we'll close this thing out.
You got it. You heard it live right there. UFC 236 live in Atlanta, Florida, or Atlanta, Georgia. Sorry, I'm in Florida, but that is Khalil Roundtree Jr. and he will be taking on Eric Anders. So he is the fifth and final participant in the Jupiter bike giveaway. As you know, if you've been listening to the show the last 2 hours, you know that all the fighters that came on today are eligible now to win that bike if they are the performance of the night. And I just think it's kind of ironic that with Khalil being an LA kid, and if you look at his profile picture, he's got the LA proudly tattooed on his chest. They are having the Nipsey Hussle Celebration of Life tomorrow, April 11th at 10 a.m. at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. So, as you know, he was murdered outside of his clothing store at the Marathon clothing store on March the 31st. And WK, I forget the news station in LA, is reporting that the free tickets to the Celebration of Life are being sold and scalped, or hustled, if you will, for up to $400 for a free ticket to go and pay respects to this man. So I know when Randy comes back, I want to get his opinion on how he feels about a memorial service being turned into a spectacle and for, you know, obviously revenue, and the street hustlers are now trying to profit off of this man's death, and how it compares to other sporting events. You know, so we'll see. You know, I always like to kick the bee's nest before we end the show. So we'll get Randy nice and fired up. And we're looking forward to it. UFC 236 coming soon Saturday. I will be in attendance with Randy, the president, owner of Knockout Radio, and hopefully meet up with some of the Randy regime live in the Peach State. And I think Eric Anders, I know Randy's really good friends with Eric, so it's going to be good to be catching up with a lot of these guys in person. And hopefully, not sure who's going to take home that Jupiter bike, but I can assure you it's going to be epic. And whoever wins, it's probably going to be one of the coolest prizes they've ever won, because it's practical, and you can use it, take it anywhere, it's portable, gets up to 10 miles per charge, up to 15 miles per hour, which is quick.
Jupiter bike, baby, Jupiter bike.
Jupiter bike.
Of course, we need to thank Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. I'll be headed to the Staff Zone global headquarters here momentarily to watch the president play some tennis.
Oh, tell him to get his racket ready. I just got off the court with McEnroe.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
No, you were close to the court with McEnroe.
I was on it, and I caught a couple of the balls that he missed. And yeah. I was gonna have him sign one. And then,
hold on a second. McEnroe didn't miss it. It was Blake who missed it.
All right. Blake missed it. I mean,
right. You know, it was.
There's no I in team, Randy. Like, they're together. They're a package unit.
Well, they're really not. They were hitting balls together.
It's like you and me, buddy. We're two peas in a pod.
Yep. So we're going down. I'll tell you what, the reaction that we've gotten from the athletes on the Jupiter bike, I mean, they're really excited. A couple teams have reached out, you know, they're interested in it, but we will give one of these away to one of the five guys that came on the show today. And, you know, we'll make the decision Saturday night. We'll be online, you know, talking to the Randy regime. They'll have a say in it. You'll have a very little say in it. And ultimately, I'll make the final decision.
As it should be.
As it always does, right?
So while you were at that last break, I was talking about how there was another L.A. connection, you know, with Roundtree, being an L.A. kid, proudly has an L.A. crest tattooed on his chest. You know, the Nipsey Hussle Celebration of Life tomorrow is at the Staples Center, and the news stations are reporting that the tickets are free, but yet they're being sold for up to $400.
Right.
What's your take on that? How do you feel about them memorializing, turning it into a sporting spectacle or an event?
Isn't everything like that? You know, unfortunately it is. You know, it's a shame. What, there was another funeral service that was the same thing. I don't remember if it was Michael Jackson's or somebody, and they were scalping those as well. I mean, it's awful, but there's no way around it. You know, it's kind of like when I was explaining to Vinnie Curry why with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they will sell, or even with the Rays, why they sell their tickets when the Red Sox come to town, because it's enough to pay for X amount of games. So Vinny didn't understand why the place was packed with Patriots fans. And I said, because they'll sell those tickets and they'll be able to afford their entire season package. And some people will want to go to the service for the right reasons. And unfortunately, a lot of people won't.
Yeah. I mean, is this a case of, do you think his name will be bigger in death than it was in life? Do you think this is something that in generations future will look back and the way he was murdered and executed and the message that he had behind it of helping his community and giving back?
I
think so too. I think,
you know, and it's a shame. And I know that they caught him. And once he goes to prison, like I said, how this John Chuck is going to go to prison and he's not already dead, you know, for throwing, you know, his baby off the bridge.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen, you know, to this guy when he goes to prison. He won't be in there long.
No. And this is street justice. And, you know, that's, you live by the rules, you die by the rules.
I do want to thank all of our guests for coming on today's show. Each and every one of them will receive a package from Ape Man Strong. I want to thank them for doing that. And like I said, one of the five will get the Jupiter bike. Good stuff. We'll be tweeting for the next couple of days. We'll be at the event on Saturday. We're going to go do a story on the aquarium on Sunday. A lot of good stuff. Going to the Mets Braves on Sunday as well. A lot of good stuff. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week. Maybe we can see things the same. Now don't you hate or hesitate. Let's move before they raise the parking rate. Ow! All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network. Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.